Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome Cal Optima Health Medi-Cal Cal AIM Executive Director Kelly Bruno Nelson. Cal Optima Health is Orange County's organized health system. It provides publicly funded health care coverage for low-income children, adults, seniors, and people with disabilities in Orange County. Thank you, Kelly, for being on Impact OC.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Kelly, please explain what Medi-Cal is and Cal AIM.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So Medi-Cal is actually, it's the program by which those that are underserved or under-resourced or poor get insurance. And actually across the country, it's called Medicaid. But in California, because you know, we like things to be named after ourselves, we call it Medi-Cal. And what I think a lot of folks don't understand is that here in Orange County, we have several people that live underneath the poverty line and that are eligible for Medi-Cal services. Cal Optima Health is the only Medi-Cal health provider in all of Orange County. So anyone who's receiving Medi-Cal is more than likely signed up for insurance with Cal Optima Health. In fact, we have almost 1 million members in our health plan. I think we're around 925,000 members right now. So about almost one in every three individuals who live in Orange County are members of Cal Optima Connect. So it is a traditional health program. It provides your, like, you know, Blue Shield or Anthem, anything like that. That's what Cal Optima is. We are the Medi-Cal health plan for Orange County.
How are clients served?
So just like you and I would be served if we were to go to the doctor, you know, we need to go to the doctor, we need to go to the hospital. It's the same type of thing. It's just a health insurance plan for the indigent. Now, Cal AIM, which I think is a more exciting thing to talk about, is really California's recognition that health has changed and the way that we traditionally think of health has changed and what allows us to be healthy has changed. We used to think that in order for us to be healthy, it had more to do with our genetic code than it did our zip code. For example, we oftentimes think that if somebody is white, I myself identify as white, that I would be healthier than somebody who identifies as black or brown. We now know that's not the case, that it does not have anything to do with your genetic code. In fact, it has to do with your zip code. It has to do with your ability to have access to fruits and vegetables, green space to do exercise, fresh water, housing, a safe community. These are things that enable somebody to be healthy, and things that are under-resourced communities, which are oftentimes our black and brown communities, simply don't have access to. So Cal AIM, which stands for California Advancing and Innovating Medi-Cal, is an attempt to do just that. It's an attempt to expand what we think of as healthcare into those social determinants of health, housing, healthy food, water, green space, and recognizing and saying that those things play a larger role in a person's ability to be healthy than the traditional going to the doctor, which is what we think of it now. In fact, it's 80% of our ability to be healthy is predicated on those social determinants of health that I just discussed.
So if anyone's on Medi-Cal, are they connected to Cal AIM?
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. So health plans in California had the option of adopting what's called community supports, and there are 14 of them that are a part of Cal AIM. And every health plan in California had the option of adopting some of those, adopting all of them, or actually adopting none of them. And I'm very excited to share that CalOptima Health is one of the few health plans in California that is leaning into this program and has adopted or plans to adopt all 14 of those community supports. And that's exactly how it works. If somebody has a need in any of those areas, which I'll be happy to share with you what those are, then they will be able to get those services for free. They will be a part of their Medi-Cal plan because, again, recognizing that those things have more to do with a person's ability to be healthy than just a traditional health plan.
So go through those.
Be happy to. So the first ones that were launched actually in January of 2022 have to do with housing and the unhoused. And we all know, hopefully, that a person being housed has so much to do with being healthy. It is absolutely impossible to be healthy on the street if you're living on the street. We can provide street medicine, we can provide assistance, and those things are great, don't get me wrong. But if you are unhoused, you cannot be healthy. And so, of course, you're going to the doctor more often. So the first set of plans or community supports that came with CalAIM that CalOptima adopted had to do with our unhoused population. And the first one of those is recuperative care. Recuperative care is a program specifically for the unhoused population that's exiting a hospital. So if you and I, for example, were to go to the hospital, we were to have our appendix taken out, or we were to have the flu, what have you, we would go home after that hospital stay. I always say I would eat chicken noodle soup and, you know, drink, ginger ale like my grandmother always gave me, watch a little bit of, you know, mindless television, and then I would go back to work 3 or 4 days later. Well, when you're unhoused, you do not have a place to go to do that recuperating. And you have an option, which is to stay in the hospital longer than necessary, or to go to the street, which is clearly the worst place to recuperate. So recuperative care centers provide that home. They provide the unhoused population a place to go to recuperate after a hospital stay so that they can gain their strength and then go on and pursue their housing path or their housing plan. This is a program that Medi-Cal never covered before, but now through CalAIM, this is a benefit. And somebody who's unhoused could stay in a recuperative care center after a hospitalization for as long as 90 days. So that is a huge benefit for that population. Now, of course, our options here, our goal here has to get individuals housing, right? Because like I said, if you're not housed, you're not healthy. So there are three services that actually encompass that process. And the first one is housing navigation. And that is a social worker or a case manager that can work with our members that are unhoused and help them identify housing, get them the benefits that will help them get the income necessary, get them on whatever lists they need to be on so that they can get that housing. Once they've identified that housing, oftentimes they need some sort of security deposit, right? They need to pay first and last month's rent. They may need to get renter's insurance. They may need to have the utilities turned on, or gosh, they may even need a refrigerator, something of that nature. So that's a housing deposit benefit that CalAIM covers, and it's actually a $5,000 benefit that every member has available to them to help them to secure that housing. And then finally, in that spectrum of services or that caveat, you know, that group of services is housing tenancy, and that is to keep them housed. So first you have the navigation, then you have the deposit to keep that individual housed, and then at the back end you have the tenancy benefit that follows them for a year, possibly two, to make sure that they remain housed. Because getting the house is half the battle. The other half is to make sure that they remain housed. They make the rent payments on time, that they have the resources that they need to remain housed. If they were looking for a job, that we can help them identify that job. If they need to work with their landlord, or if there's a dispute there, to help them with that dispute so that we can keep them in that house. So that's the first really group of services that CalAIM and that CalOptima Health opted to bring online. Really all have to do with our unhoused population.
What about your clients? How do you connect with them?
That's a great question. So with this particular group of services, a lot of it has to do with the providers. CalOptima Health does not provide any of those services ourselves that I just identified and described. These are services that are provided by amazing community organizations, community-based organizations all throughout Orange County. So in all parts of the county, you'll have nonprofits that provide navigation services or recuperative care services. And so we really strongly depend on those community-based organizations to provide the services. Our members are part of their organizations. So a large part of the outreach in the beginning, and keep in mind this program only started in January, Kelly, is really by growing our network of providers and to find the providers where our members are.
So how do people connect with Cal Optima? What is required?
Sure. So if somebody is under a certain income level, then they are eligible for Cal Optima. And we know because of the Affordable Care Act that, insurance is available to all. So if somebody is not covered by insurance and they feel that, they are eligible and they would like to be, then they would go to the Social Service Administration here in Orange County to sign up. They could also go to our website, caloptima.org, to find information about how to sign up, or pretty much almost any social service agency in Orange County is going to have information about how to sign up for Cal Optima Health.
And then when they connect with Cal Optima Health, then it could be determined if they need Cal AIM.
That's absolutely right. And the services that I just described to you that have to do with our unhoused population are only a portion of them. There are also a lot of other services that are available to folks that are housed but may need some additional assistance. Like, for example, one of those benefits is medically tailored meals, which is almost like homebound meals, which I know was an interview that you had done, earlier with our homebound meals provider. That is now a benefit of CalAIM because we know that, again, food is health. And so if somebody has like diabetes or hypertension or something of that nature, if they get medically tailored meals, their chances of being healthy increase and their hospitalizations reduce. So those benefits were really only available for folks. Oftentimes you think of senior citizens or you think of the elderly population getting that benefit. But now it's available through CalAIM to anybody who has a diagnosis that would require that or necessitate that. Another very exciting benefit, or one that I find to be very exciting, has to do with respite. So this is not respite for the individual, but respite for the caregiver. Right, we know that if a caregiver is taking care of somebody who may have a memory impairment or have some physical ailments, that caregiver needs a break. Right, they need to be able to go shopping or grocery shopping or go to a movie every now and then, take care of themselves. And respite has not ever been seen as a medical benefit, but now it is. So if somebody is a member of Cal Optima Health, and their caregiver, that someone's caring for them full time, then they can have that caregiver get respite services and have 336 hours a year where they can take advantage of that and get that necessary break. I used to work in an adult day health care, and I cannot express to you how important this is for caregivers to take care of themselves. Oftentimes the caregiver is the one that passes away before the person they're caring for. And that's oftentimes because they've just never had that break. And so now CalAIM has that benefit built in.
So how does a person realize they could get that benefit? They have to be connected to the person they're caring for and get into the system to say, I'm connected to this person, I'd like a break?
Exactly. And what you're describing is exactly the nuances that we're learning about CalAIM, is how do we reach our members? And so a lot of it has to do with, again, going to the places where the services are provided so they can help us market that, expanding our network so that we can let folks know, making sure we have information on our website, doing things like what we're doing right now is getting the word out. Cal Optima Health is the only health plan in California that has hired somebody in my position, has hired somebody specifically to outreach and to grow its CalAIM benefit. And what you're describing is a lot of my job, is how do I reach the members that are eligible for and could benefit from these services? And then how can I grow the network of providers to ensure that when I do reach them, there's a place for them to go to get those services?
Why don't you give the website?
Our website is www.caloptima.org.
Say that again, please.
www.caloptima.org.
Now, what are the demographics of the people you serve?
So generally speaking, the folks that we serve, you know, socioeconomically are lower income. But then when you look at where they land as far as race and culture, we're all over the board. We are, I think I want to say about 54% Latinx is our base, you know, demographic. And then we also serve a lot of other, you know, the cultures that you see across Orange County as well.
So if a person cannot afford health care, they can go to Cal Optima Health.
That's exactly what they should do. We are who they should be coming to. There shouldn't be anyone that's not insured in Orange County, because if they can't afford insurance or they're below a particular, you know, income level, we provide their insurance.
And that could be for the whole family.
Absolutely. Oftentimes it is for the whole family. And some of the services that we provide actually are geared towards the child as well. You know, for example, another one of the benefits that are offered through Cal AIM is personal care services. So if a child or an adult is getting in-home supportive services, or they're getting aid because they have a physical impairment, Cal AIM will now enhance those hours. So if the government or a government program only pays for a certain number of hours, we can now expand those hours if that caregiver needs more help. And sometimes it is caring for a child as well.
Do they sign up online or do they have to go in person?
Oh, that's a great question. So they can do both. So they can go to the website and just refer themselves, and then somebody will reach out to them. Or oftentimes it will be through the provider or whoever they're going to get services that they would be able to sign them up and refer them in. But we do have a website or a system that's actually called Cal Optima Connect, that it doesn't have it yet, but very, very soon, coming soon, very soon, we'll have a guest portal. So I kind of describe it. I say, you know, when I'm buying a dress or shopping online, like at Ann Taylor or what have you, you know, you can log in, or you can log in as a guest. So Cal Optima Connect will have a guest portal. So anyone like you or me or anyone that is wants to see if they're eligible for a service, or if they have a neighbor, or they see someone that's, you know, someone that's unhoused that they pass every day and they want to refer, they would be able to go right into Cal Optima Connect and refer that individual right in, and then we would follow up with them.
By right, wouldn't all the homeless people in Orange County qualify?
100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone would qualify. And there's a couple of other services that, you know, that have to do a little bit specialty services. I mean, one of them are actually sobering centers. And that is something that Orange County has never seen and that we desperately need. We currently have our first sobering center at the Be Well site on Anita Street. And this is really a place for folks, oftentimes the unhoused, who find themselves intoxicated and oftentimes, you know, present at the emergency department, which is really not the appropriate place for them to be. And so without a sobering center, they often stay there for several hours, taking up a bed in the emergency department that could really be utilized for somebody who has a medical emergency. So sobering centers give them just that, give them a place to go where they're supervised, medically supervised, and they can sleep for a number of times or the hours necessary to sober up. And then if they're interested in, you know, other types of services that relate to that, then they can have those available to them or they can leave. But it does open up the emergency department for emergency situations as opposed to that. So that's another service that's available through Cal AIM. One service that I did not mention that I think is important is called enhanced case management. I kind of describe this as like if you're renovating your home, for example, you know, you don't want to deal with the plumber and then, you know, the architect and, you know, the electrician all separately. You hire a general contractor, right? And that general contractor kind of manages all that's going on in your home renovation. Enhanced case management is just that. So for our members that have multiple needs, that may need multiple of these services that I just described, they would get what's called an enhanced case manager. And that case manager would manage their social needs, their medical needs, all of those things together, and kind of serve as their general contractor, you know, as their number one person, and coordinate all those services underneath. Like I said earlier, some of those services are connected, right? And you go from one to the next. And so without having that enhanced case manager really sitting at the top of all this work, a person could get lost, you know, in the middle of these services. So their general contractor, you know, or their enhanced case manager kind of guides them along that path and ensures that all that coordination happens for them.
Do you have someone who goes out on the streets and looks for homeless people and then just signs them up?
We actually do, and so does the county. So the county has a huge outreach and engagement effort. I believe there are almost upwards of 100 folks that do that. And then Cal Optima Health also has a small team of outreach workers that does that. Something that is on the horizons for us that isn't necessarily a part of Cal AIM, but kind of, you know, goes with this effort, is street medicine. And Cal Optima Health has actually just put out our request for information for a street medicine program. So in the next couple of months, we will be launching that. And that's exactly what that is. That's actually doctors and nurses that go out on the street and provide medicine and medical care right there on the street. So fortunately, and to your point, when that happens, if that individual is not signed up for Medi-Cal and Cal Optima Health, that we would take care of that right there. And if they are, we could refer them right into those Cal AIM services that I just mentioned. Maybe take them right to recuperative care, right, if they have a medical need, and be able to get them into housing right then.
Funding,
yes. How is this funded? Another great question. So Medi-Cal is a federally funded program, federal and state. And so that is what funds Medi-Cal, and that is what funds Cal AIM. The original name for these community supports was actually In Lieu of Services. And I think while the name itself is not a great one, it really describes why these services exist. It's because they're in lieu of a higher level of institutionalization or a higher level of, you know, hospitalization. If I give somebody housing, that is in lieu of them ending up in the ER over and over again, and that, you know, that revolving door that we know. If I give somebody respite services or medically tailored meals, then that is in lieu of them having to be hospitalized, because that's what will ultimately happen. So while these services cost money, the concept is that ultimately they will save money, because folks will utilize the traditional healthcare system less because they're healthier and they don't need to.
What percentage of Orange County residents qualify for your services but don't know they can use them?
Oh boy, that's a great question. So for Cal Optima Health, you know, as an insurance provider, like I said, we're almost up to 1 in 3, you know, Orange County residents that are signed up, but I'm confident that there are many, many more that are eligible that are not. As far as who is utilizing Cal AIM and could be, my humble opinion is there's thousands. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is a brand new program. This is a huge shift for health plans. When you think of health insurance, you think of going to the doctor. You don't think of somebody helping you find housing or paying somebody's security deposit. So this is a huge shift for the healthcare system. And so when it launched in January of this year, to say that health plans were ready would be a gross understatement. But also to say that providers were ready is also an understatement. You know, our providers are used to writing grants. They're used to scraping their dollars together to provide those social services that I described. Now suddenly they can bill Medi-Cal for services. They weren't necessarily prepared for that, nor did they have the capacity. So really, I believe we're all kind of growing up together. You know, the health plan is morphing itself, Cal Optima Health, to understand the importance of this. and our providers are gaining capacity to be able to provide the services.
Thank you, CalOptima Health Medi-Cal CalAIM Executive Director Kelly Bruno Nelson for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.